It gets done. You got a, what they call a hoe cake.
What about any kind of thing, cornmeal that you'd mix up and it would be, come out real soft? You cook it in the deep dish, come out real soft, and you'd spoon it out on your plate.
Now, you can cook, you can make a dressing out of cornbread.
Yeah.
You know, what to fix with turkeys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Dressing, and then you might make cornmeal. The stuff I was talking about that you might eat with your greens, round cornmeal. You make cornmeal dumplings?
I never seen none of them. I've seen a lot of dumplings, but I ain't never seen no cornmeal dumplings.
Yeah. Okay, what I was talking about, that stuff that would come out real soft with spoon bread. You never had any of that?
Nah.
Okay, well maybe they just cooked that one up. Anyway, you can make a lot of stuff with cornbread, can't you? Cornmeal.
Yeah, you can change it and make a good bit of junk with it.
But you know, I think that cornmeal doesn't taste as good today because they don't use the whole kernel. In other words, the stuff that you used to make, probably, you know, the homegrown stuff, when you take it to the mill.
It's the difference in the corn now.
Yeah.
You see, you got hybrid corn now.
Oh, really?
That's what they make the most of the meal out of. And it used to be what they call an open farnade corn. It wasn't hybrid. It's just natural, regular old field corn.
Mm-hmm.
But now they call it hybrid. It ain't fit for roasting here.
What kind of corn you raise in your garden, maybe? The
sweet corn.
Sweet corn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, at the top of the thing is the, what, is the?
Tassel?
Yeah.
What you talking about, on the sweet corn?
Yeah.
There's a tassel grows up on top, but the little ear grows down on the side of the stalk.
I see. In the, when you get into the ear, you got to get off those?
Yeah, you got to get it off the stalk. The tassel is what feeds the, that's the pollen, what they call it. It falls down and makes the grains on your corn.
Yeah. The thing I was talking about, though, Mr. Rozier, was the, you know, the, when you get in the ear, you got to get off the...
You pull it off the stalk, and then pull the shucks off of it.
Pull the shucks off, and then this kind of stuff.
And you got to silk it. You know, the silk's all over it.
Yeah.
And you cut it off your cob.
Yeah. That's good eating stuff, though.
Yeah, sweet corn's good.
Yeah. Tell me about, what sort of things would your mother use around the house, utensils, that sort of thing? Can you tell me about that? Did she have you said she'd cook in a black,
what they call a pot. It's just a little black pot that she boiled the stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, it's set on a stove. It's a small outfit.
What would she boil water in?
She boiled water in what they call a tea kettle. Yeah, it's set up there, it had a spout on it.
Mm-hmm.
And while it got hot, you just pour it out of there, you know, whatever you want to pour it in.
And what would she cook eggs in, usually?
You can cook eggs. You just put you on a pan of water and put your eggs in there if you want boiled eggs.
Yeah.
And just let it stay there and boil until they got done. And if you want fried eggs, you put them in, put you some grease in this, what they call a skillet,
mm-hmm.
and put your eggs in there and fry.
Talking about boiled eggs, did you ever crack the eggs and let them drop out of their shells into the water?
No. You do that when you're going to fry them.
No, yeah, when you're boiling the water, you might crack them and let them drop out the other shells into the water.
No, I never just seen nothing done like that.
Cole, you ever heard of poached egg?